Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range. And we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store, Kettlebell Hot Spot, where your functional fitness begins, and brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. We make our way right now to the Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson County better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. You know Ray from Exit Realty First. We make our way to the Ray Snell Sports Line. We welcome back to the program Coach Andrew Sargent of the Northwest Mountie Baseball Squad. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, buddy, how are you?
We're doing very well. Congratulations on some great wins in the district last week down in Tecumseh. It looks like you guys had a good time visiting Lenawee County.
We did have a good time. You know, it feels good to talk to you again, even though we just did it last week. So yeah. I appreciate you having me back on.
Well, I mean, it's nice that we still have some local schools still active in the regional in regional postseason action. And what's really cool about this is not only is it Northwest baseball, but Northwest softball also advanced to regional action. And both got to face Western in districts last week. So that's kind of cool, kind of unique.
Yeah, definitely. Just super excited for Northwest, super excited for the girls, super excited for our boys. So this was our first district championship since 2003. And I know it's the girls' first district championship since 1993. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're going to be talking with Alicia on Thursday, so we'll jump into softball side of things a little bit more. But right now, let's talk about baseball. And okay. Your first game on Saturday was against Tecumseh. And I mean, what were you expecting going into that game? We talked a little bit last week. I mean, you knew about them, but you didn't know a whole lot. So, I mean, did you make adjustments as you headed through? Tell us about that game.
You know, we played them last year, lost both games to them last year. And like I said in the interview, Tom Bullinger does a great job for Tecumseh. You know, I knew it was going to be a battle. Their 1-4 hitters are incredible, you know, hit for average. But I knew it was going to be a battle. And I knew that, you know, like I said, we were going to start Gage Ricks on the mound, get through game one, and you know, fortunately, it ended up us taking the win. So, you know, both teams just bat all seven innings.
So, hard-fought game in that district semifinal. You got to a 3-2 win. Tell us about the guys who put runs on the board for you.
Yeah, really came down to, to start the game, we got down 2-0 right in the first inning. So, we got to the fifth, and we scored a couple runs. Douglas Putnam got a base hit, ended up on third. And Gage Race, who hasn't bunted all year, laid down a beautiful safety squeeze to give us the go-ahead run to put us up 3-2. So their pitcher they had kept us in check all game long. I think we only had 3 hits. But that Gage Race bunt really, really helped us out. He laid down a beautiful bunt down the first baseline, and Douglas Putnam scored, and we went up 3-2, and then Gage pretty much shut it down the rest of the game. He pitched 6 2/3, only gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, but more importantly, he had 14 strikeouts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's impressive at the high school level. You don't see that a whole lot.
No. And, yeah. And Gage has been our bulldog all year long. He definitely pitched his tail off in that semifinal game.
Well, and that's what you said last week. You had to come out with your big guns if you wanted to make it to the championship game. So, I mean, in a way, the semifinals, like, the most important game. You got to get to that one to get to the big one.
Especially against Tecumseh. So, yeah.
All right. So, in the other game, Western, in the other semifinal, Western just squeaked by Adrian. It looked like another good defensive battle, and they advanced to the final. So here we are. We've got rivals, and if I remember correctly, in I-8 competition earlier in the season, I think you told me you guys split with each other. Is that right?
We did split, yeah.
Okay. So here you are, yeah, you got a split record facing your I-8 rival. I mean, what was the mindset? What'd you tell the kids before the first pitch of that game?
You know, just try to focus on what we needed to do. You know, there's so much emotion, so much passion that goes into that game because it is Western. You know, our boys were a little amped up. But Western's a really good team. Those boys over there can hit. Russ Gaston does a really good job for Western. And so, you know, we just needed to focus on us. Fortunately, it worked out in our favor.
Yes, it did. Final score there, 7-4. Run us through the innings here, if you could, at least the ones that mattered most, and how you guys got the lead and how you stayed ahead.
Okay. Well, just like the Tecumseh game, they scored two in the second inning and then one in the third. So we were down 3-0 to Western. And then going into the fourth, we ended up scoring 3 to tie the game. Antoine walked, Trey Pollard hits a triple. And then Alex Thrun hit a single, scored Collard. And then we just started putting – we really started putting the ball in play, especially in the top of the seventh, because it was – we were down twice. And then we ended up scoring 4 in the seventh to go up 7-4. Our boys, like I said, was putting the ball in play. I believe their second baseman had an error. We had a couple big hits. Alex Thrun got hit by a pitch in the seventh, that scored a run. So things just fell into place for us in the top of the seventh. And then Ethan Anspaugh came in to shut it down pretty much, and that's what he did, and that's what he's been doing for us all year.
It seems to happen a lot, and like in basketball, once one person gets warm, that can be infectious, and then, you know, buckets just start falling in. And baseball, once someone gets a warm bat, that can be infectious too, and other people. It's like multiple bats just kind of warm up all at the same time, and that kind of sounds like what happened on Saturday.
That's exactly what happened, Mark. Definitely, that's what happened. Boys, you know, just like I said in that first interview, our boys, they never get rattled when they get down. It's unbelievable, their mindset and their approach to the game. It does not affect them whatsoever. And that's huge moving forward in playoff baseball.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm looking at the district that was right below yours, where you had Milan, who put up 5 runs against Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard. And then they put up 9 runs against Pinckney to advance to the regional. And this is your next opponent. So, I mean, do you know much about Milan besides what you saw in districts? I mean, what are you doing to get ready for this game Wednesday night?
Well, we know we're going to see their number one. He's a 6'6 kid, throws anywhere from 83 to 88. Pretty solid pitcher. We know that their catcher is really good, limits the run really well, blocks really well. But at the same time, we have J.R. Morrow, who, in my opinion, is the best catcher in the county. So, we're going to go back to Gage again, but I know they play small ball a lot. I know their pitcher is solid. I know their catcher is solid. I know their shortstop is really good. He hit .412 on the year. Like I said, they're going to play small ball, put pressure on the defense, but, you know, we're going to focus on what we need to do.
Now, with this game being on the 8th and then the regional final being on the 11th and the doubleheader on Saturday is then the quarterfinal for the state, are you looking at kind of the same situation where you come out with your big guns on Saturday, or are you just not focused on that yet?
you know, to be honest with you, it's been in my mind and our approach, but, you know, we got to get by Wednesday. We got to get by Milan tomorrow. And like I said, I'll put Gage on the mound. And then depending on what the situation is in the game, Mark, then we'll go from there on if we're going to limit him under 75 pitches so he can pitch Saturday. We have a couple kids, Trey Collard, Ethan Anspaugh, Alex Thrun, Will Herman, they can throw for us. So, but our approach is going to be with Gage Race, and then depending on the situation in the game against Milan, on whether we need to pull him to save him for Saturday, we'll do that.
So just, I mean, and I'm only looking at Milan's record from the last district, but I mean, if we're taking that small sampling, it looks like they can put up some runs. So what type of game are you looking at on Wednesday? Are you looking at a shootout, or are you looking at like a defensive battle?
It's probably going to be a defensive battle. We know our pitcher. We know they have a good number one. We have to put the ball in play. No matter what, in high school, you have to put the ball in play. We have to play a defensive sound game. And, you know, if it comes down to small ball, it will. Knowing our catcher, knowing their catcher, you know, we're probably not going to take 90 too many times. So, but if we do, we just got to take advantage of it. But, you know, not playing them, I just know what I've heard, that it's going to be a good battle. And I think our boys will be ready for it.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to continued success for the Mounties, both baseball and softball. Coach Andrew Sargent joining us. Coach, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you having me on, Mark.
This is Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.